It certainly is written in the stars this day, the 7th day of March 2022. Somewhere out in London, West London to be precise, there will be celebrations come full time. I dare say that. Yes, take it to the bank and you will cash that one in right now. I know banks are closed, but if you rush now, you might just find the security man and he might let you enter because one of the colleagues is still counting money that is cast, by the way. Anyway, but certainly you will cash it tonight. Tonight, come 9 p.m. Nigerian time. There's going to be battle at the bridge. And it's going to be something spectacular indeed. I am excited for that one. And I know you are as well. We are right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info because primarily we're going to be doing live commentaries for you from the Champions League. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, it's all about the UEFA Champions League. Dead deciding day for teams in the Champions League today. And it is something gonna. It is certainly gonna be something special indeed. I must say, I am excited. I am Samuel Victor Akman, bidding you warm welcome to Game On right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang reporting for duty. It is 10 minutes down 7 p.m. And we're certainly gonna be building up to the Champions League games to go down today. Two games: Chelsea against Dortmund. The BVB side hold the 1-0 lead from the first leg in Germany, and of course Benfica at the Estadio de Luz taking on Club Brugge. Indeed, that certainly will be another feisty game to be contested. But before we get into all of the action, and I'm also going to be telling you what we will be discussing on the show today, let's get to meet the rest of the guys in the studio. It's a three-man broadcast. And of course, you out there listening to us, you certainly are the MVP. Whether you be in traffic or you're at home having dinner at this time, or you're just, you know, getting ready for the big game, you know, getting your neighbors and your friends to come over, you're all setting up for what promises to be a romantic night. It's going to be romantic and it's going to be exciting as well on the Don't mind me, I'm just getting myself prepped up for the action. But whatever you may be, whatever you're doing right now, get set because you are going to be part of the conversation tonight on the show. First off, Oduvai, my man, is here. And when I went on, I guess he thought, why am I flying off on a tangent, right? But I'm right back to the epicenter of it all. Oduvai, welcome to Game On.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I never left. I never went anywhere.
This your intro has beaten a lot of intros I've seen in recent time. And what's happening in London?
Yeah, there's a little matter.
There's
a little matter of Chelsea against Borussia Dortmund.
You know what you've done? You've told people around the world to go and stake their houses on a Chelsea win tonight.
Put anything you've got.
I mean, I hope you. I know you are listening, and it's Samuel. It's not Hoduva. It's not Brownish.
You will come back at 11 p.m.
It's Samuel that has said it.
Tell me.
And you know where the office is tomorrow, so you can call.
You know, no.
Come on Thursday. Come on Thursday, but it's good to be here, and it's good you're in high spirits. You know that's what football is all about, and the Champions League also brings that. So we can't wait to see these teams do battle tonight. Two teams will go out of the competition, while two will progress to the next stage. And there's also Europa League football. Funny enough, currently ongoing. Yes, so football everywhere, and it's a good night.
And certainly one man who loves football, especially from the Spanish side of things, is in the studio. He was here yesterday, and of course, he makes a return today on the broadcast. You know, we have to write letters this day. We have to send mails or Dubai, you know, copy many people, our bosses, before we get to bring him to the studio. But he's here, and of course, he's one who pretty much looking forward to the Champions League as well tonight. And I know he has a soft spot for the side you know, have a big spot for as well. I mean, if he has to choose in London, in England, he has to go the blue way, right? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's say welcome to Brownish, who's in the studio. Brownish, good to see you, man.
I clearly see that you've been taking the gasoline that we've been warning you against the entire, for years. Now you're taking it because your hair is very full. So people won't notice that, I mean, you're one step away from walking into a market buck naked. But I will say it's a Champions League night again. I'm really expecting and anticipating some really good games of football. I am not in any way, I don't have a dog in the fight this season at the very least. So I'm going to be watching unperturbed, but don't take Sam's word for it. Don't take his word to the bank. They will beat you and send you back home. But yeah, it's definitely one thing you can take to the bank is that it's going to be an interesting night of football. And we're going to be here to cover every single bit of action and give you all the screams and all the goals and all, hopefully, you know, the cards and, you know, the best part of Champions League football as we usually do.
We certainly have started that conversation somewhere on Twitter. And of course on Facebook at FatG Official, there's a poll up and running. You want to go there and join the conversation. Indeed, we're asking which side will go through to the next round of the Champions League, Borussia Dortmund or Chelsea. Sorry, scratch that. Chelsea or Borussia Dortmund. And of course, Benfica. Benfica. Oh, Club Bro, what's wrong? Did I say?
I just said Chelsea. Since you all just removed the poll for that one. Chelsea or Chelsea? I mean,
which side do you think will go through? FatG Official on Twitter. That's where you can cast your vote. Go there, you see the poll, and you can tell us which side will be going through by dint of your crystal ball indeed. But before all of that, let's look at what we're going to be discussing on the show today. Guys, remember, you can be part of the broadcast. First part is Game On. Later on, it's Football Frenzy from 8:45. Chuma and Adeze, your match day commentators, will be here to take over from us. But first, we're going to be starting off on the local scene where we hear decision has been made by the IMC. When you talk about the Nigeria Nigerian Premier Football League, they've made a decision over another decision they took a couple of weeks ago, following the attempted because he was right on camera, the attack on a sports journalist in Nigeria. The man who was caught on camera carrying out that incident has had his punishment taken away by the IMC. What did he do and what's the punishment that's been taken away? We are going to be touching on that and, of course, asking you the questions. If the baby and the bathwater should be thrown away together. I know there's a popular saying that says don't do that, but do you think in this contest it certainly does apply? And, of course, over there in Manchester, they're still reading or coming out from that 7-0 bashing they suffered at the hands of Liverpool over the weekend. And, of course, we are talking about a man who came under intense scrutiny following that game at Anfield, where he put up a very, very abysmal performance and, of course, an abysmal display in terms of his attitude as well on the night. Who are we talking about? He's from Portugal. That's the hint you get right now. And, of course, Victor Osimhen has made it clear that come sometime in the future, he will certainly be playing in the Premier League. Where will that be? He certainly didn't tell us, but we are going to play projections tonight and ask the questions as to where could possibly be his best destination. And of course, asking you, is that environment called the Premier League the best environment for Victor to become the Lionel Messi or the Kylian Mbappe of the future? And of course, a bit of transfer gossips for you. Mason Mount could be on his way out of Chelsea. That may just be good news for some Chelsea fans. And of course, Marco Asensio might be doing the unthinkable. He might be committing an abomination, as we hear that he may be crossing from the Los Blancos to the Blaugrana. Crossing that dreaded line. Crossing that dreaded line out there in Spain. And of course, all the build-up to the Champions League games to go down tonight. All of that on the broadcast today on Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. There's Sam, there's Oduvai, and of course, there's Brownish in the studio.
The Nigerian Professional Football League.
A Sunday is a better league, or better league rather, as it's put there in the song. The IMC has lifted the ban on Shooting Stars media officer, and he goes by the name of Tosin Omojola. We hear the interim management committee has lifted the ban on Shooting Stars media officer Tosin Omojola. Now, the committee disclosed that Omojola was forgiven after apologizing and appealing for forgiveness. Now, it will be recalled that the crime that was crime now in court that was committed by Tosin Omojola was that back in June of 2022, that's under a year ago, Omojola was banned for 1 year following his statements after the Oluyole Warriors, like they are called, their match day 31 clash against Remo Stars in Ogun State in Ibadan. Now, supporters of Shooting Stars attacked a journalist by the name Toby Adekboju after their 1-1 draw with Remo Stars at the Lekan Salami Stadium last year. And we hear that Omojola himself appeared on a radio program afterwards in Ibadan last year and reportedly stated on air that if the journalist that's talking about Toby had been killed, there would have been no repercussions for that dastard act. Now, this is what he said. He said, what if he, Toby Adekboju, was killed yesterday? That's back in June 2001. Nothing would happen. How does a man say that on national radio? Anyway, we hear that the IMC noted that the lifting of the ban takes immediate effect. So, Toby Omojola, while he resumes his duties when the NPFL returns later this month, the IMC has also cautioned Omojola to imbibe the spirit of professionalism going forward, following that statement or that release by the IMC. So the crime was committed, and it's taken a year. That's almost the expiration of that ban, and he's been forgiven, and that has come to rest for him. Now, my question is, for the fact that, regardless of the fact that it's almost the year, he served almost the 1 year ban, should that punishment be lifted on Omojola for the crime he committed? I did say something about the baby and the bathwater earlier on. Should that punishment be lifted on the grounds of an apology, and also on the grounds that the fact that the expiration of that punishment is so close? I think maybe I myself am being a bit too harsh on the situation, taking it a little bit too far. But with these angles I've brought to the conversation, the fact that it's almost going to be done with that punishment, I still think this is two sides for me. While we want to forgive and accept an apology, this punishment should still, according to me, have been seen to the very end of its stipulated date. I don't know what you guys think, but before we go on that break, let me quickly get the thoughts of Odovai, who's in the studio here. Simple as it is, I mean, it looks very basic, but it's something we need to take serious. Do you think, on the grounds of an apology, that punishment should have been lifted on Adekboju?
I don't think so. I even think I'm surprised he wasn't fined or something. Because why would you say if someone was killed, nothing would happen?
Because you did my ground in my area.
Yes, it's very... I don't know what the one-year ban entailed. I don't know the exact details of the one-year ban, but it has to be something very stringent, very serious, because you don't just ban him so he does what stays at home and is happy and is enjoying whatever, maybe getting paid. Exactly, because when you say if someone had died and nothing will happen, it's a very serious thing to say for a media officer. You don't open your mouth and say things like that. And I hope he was duly punished by his club even before the IMC sanctioned him. But I mean, this is March and the ban's supposed to end in June. Why not just serve everything? And you know,
yeah.
So I don't know what the apology was, whether he went down on his knees or he started crying, but just serve the 1 year. And, you know, hopefully you've learned your lesson and you don't go saying things like that.
0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Brownish, we've got that break to go on to. But quickly start off on your thoughts as to the conversation. We've seen in other climes, I mean, in La Liga, in the Serie A, of course, in the Premier League, even in the Champions League with UEFA and FIFA, you see, once a punishment is there, it's not going to be taken away until, first off, you apologize first off. before that punishment is even given, and then you serve it completely.
I think once you lose an appeal, that is the end.
End of it. There's nothing. It's not going to happen. When you look at this, do you also equally toe the line of Odovaya, or you think, after all, it's almost 2 or 3 months to the end of the punishment, the ban?
I feel like the point has been made. The points that he should have already known before has already been made. You can't be making those kinds of statements. And he's been banned for a year. He's almost faced the entire year. Obviously, I mean, I would hate to be away from radio for an entire year, and not because maybe I chose to be away from radio, but because of my actions for some reason. And obviously, you know, he's contrite. If they say he's apologized and, you know, he's made it clear that this was, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Come on. The fact that he's made his mistakes and, you know, he's learned from those mistakes. I mean, mercy is the better part of judgment, I guess I would say. And the fact is, he's come out and, you know, he's said, I apologize. I should never have said that. I shouldn't even have thought it. And it was wrong. But, you know, in as much as we want to make a statement, it doesn't necessarily mean that like an entire year from someone's career has to be cut off because of the statements of a few minutes, you know. So I don't think it's very bad. You know, we've seen times before where, you know, certain clubs have the punishment hasn't been quite as stringent as it could have been. You know, even in Europe, where we like to look up to. So I think on this occasion, perhaps he should have done better. He knows he should have done better, but he's also learned his lesson.
All right, then. So let's go on a break. When we come back, we'll hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. And of course, 01465-7190. The latter is our female-only line. You can also join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. And of course, send us your messages via WhatsApp to the number 08095975805. We're starting on the local front with the Nigeria Premier Football League. And we're talking about the Shooting Stars media officer who's been pardoned by the IMC following the almost expiration of his punishment, following statements he made regarding a journalist at a game. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back in just a bit. Yes, and you're certainly at home right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Nigeria's finest for news, Nigeria's finest for talk, and Nigeria's finest for sports, which we are on right now on the broadcast. It is Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang. I am Samuel. Odova is here, and of course, Brownish as well. Together, we're talking about football and prepping to the... Or we're talking about sports in general and prepping to the big game that will come down in the Champions... They'll go down, rather, in the Champions League today. Two games on the cards. It is Chelsea at Stamford Bridge against Borussia Dortmund, and of course Benfica at the Estadio da Luz. They take on Club Brugge. All right, before the break, we were talking about the IMC and their decision to lift the ban of a shooting star, the Shooting Stars media officer, and of course on the grounds of he's apologized and he's forgiven and he's been cautioned as to his conduct in future games. The lifting of the ban takes effect immediately for the man, talking about the Shooting Stars media officer who goes by the name Toby Tosi or Modula. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to dial. I can see my phone lines ringing. Ladies, dial 01465-7190 and join the conversation. I'm asking, do you think that was the right thing to do following considering the fact that that ban was almost set to be up. It was set to be up in June, and this is what, March, 3 more months, and that will be up. But according to the IMC, he's apologized, and they've decided to let him go pretty early. All right, turn on the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a good conversation. Before I go to the phone lines, live football currently ongoing for you in the Europa Conference League playoff. It is a Lazio taking on AZ Alkmaar, and it is halftime in that game. It is 1-1 between Lazio and, of course, AZ in that game. I will be keeping tabs on it as it develops going further. in that one. There are games in the CAF Champions League as well, games being played. I'll tell you all about the results and, of course, the games that are to go down much later today. All right, to the phone lines I will go, 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk, guys. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in, like I said, so we can talk. Hi there, good evening to you. What's your name? Hello?
Hello, good evening, Samuel.
Hi there, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, Adova and Davy.
Good evening.
Yeah, Samuel, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
When did this man apologize?
Recently, apparently.
Hello?
Recently.
Okay, maybe if he have apologized earlier, they will not even, he will not even serve any punishment. Samuel, do you know that in Europe, in other countries, people will make a statement that it's not as heavy as this? Then the sponsoring country is so personal sponsoring country. They will withdraw from him. They will cancel their sponsor deal with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Samuel.
I know.
Now, you say that this, look at the statement that if the man, if he was killed yesterday, nothing would have happened.
Yes.
And somebody is telling us that he has apologized. He cannot complete his sentence. That he has many lessons. Which lesson did he learn, Samuel?
Big question.
If it's another country that is working well, this man, the sponsor, even the there is a company sponsor, in charge of shooting star sponsor, they can decide to withdraw the shooting star management, supposed to, on their own, discipline this man. Without the governing body, shooting star supposed to, on their own, discipline this man. Samuel.
Yep.
I don't know where we go from here. Then, if I slap somebody now, I just say I'm sorry. I apologize. Then my apology is taken. You can apologize. It's left for me to accept it or not.
All right. Okay, then.
Thank you very much, Samuel.
Thank you, Friday, for calling in. I appreciate you. Hi, good evening to you.
Sammy.
Sir?
Obomowo.
Sir?
Abayeko, Nita Bruno.
Idioko. Good evening,
everyone. Is he there?
I'm right here.
Ah, long time no talk.
Well done, sir, Mr. Chris.
Evening good to every one of you. Sammy.
Talk to me, Chris.
You know, there's a slogan now, football without violence,
certainly,
right?
Certainly,
certainly. My people say, wagari biko korogo. You know, go leave a bag, then you go say you go fight.
Yeah.
The man don't apologize. Just let go of whatever, you know, the game has to move on. So you understand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. Someone says that man has a family. He has mouth to feed. And if there's proof as to him learning his lessons, then he should be let go. Again, it's always going to be about the fact that that ban is set to be up pretty soon. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Not asking you to be vindictive. The punishment has been in place. He's done the time, not completely. But do you think the IMC should have allowed that or lifted the punishment early on with 3 months left for him to serve? I mean, even in criminal cases, I'm not so big on legal matters, but I don't know when they say 1 year is less than that. They sentence you to 1 year in jail. Yeah, I think you do about 8 or 9 months and then you're let go, especially on good behavior. And I think maybe the same has been applied to Mr. Tosi Omojola, and he's been found to be, you know, on a clean bill of health and be let go. But I'm just asking you the question, do you think the IMC, regardless of the apology, should have lifted the ban on Tosi Omojola? Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Mr. Johnson.
All right, talk to us.
Okay, is that Sammy?
Yeah, this is Samuel. Go on, I'm listening.
Okay, this is my first time caller. Thank God I've got to pick
you. Oh, a first time caller. Welcome. Applause for you. Great to hear from you, man.
I like the way you play. When you start this, you normally start with some rock music. You remind me of when I was in Port Harcourt, River State.
Oh, you're a Rockefeller as well?
Yes, there's one broadcaster there. Normally, Abbas Kalita.
Oh, okay.
You normally have called the rock station.
That's nice to hear.
I wanted to use this opportunity to say God bless you, or both you and the rest. The gang family.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, there was a time we did one song together. I think you participated equally. in that Bochuma and the rest. I like if
I get
Robert
you.
Those and the rest, please, the God continue to keep the people and
amen.
And you bless all of you. Even as I travel and all that, you know, the rest. Even as they more.
Yeah, they're all
and
fine.
The Labalaba master.
They're all fine.
I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. Happy
thank
to
you so
see
much,
you.
Sir. Thank you. My name is Emeka Johnson.
Thank you for calling in, Emeka. I appreciate you.
I'm calling for Zakonde.
And I hope you have a good night. Thank you. I appreciate
all
you
right,
for
sir.
Calling in. Indeed, great to know that I'm influencing lives in the rock sense. Hello, good evening.
How are you talking about this today?
Hello, good evening to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening to you.
Yeah, Sammy, that music is R. Kelly, right?
This one playing?
Hello?
The one I played earlier?
Yes. The one that sings Coming Home or something?
Yeah, it's actually from Diddy. Sean Diddy
Hello?
Combs. P. Diddy. All right.
Hello, Sammy.
Yeah, I said it's P. Diddy. P. Diddy.
It's R. Kelly, right?
No. It's P. Diddy and Skylar Grey.
Okay. 2014.
Yeah, thereabout.
The very day I lost my wife, that was the music one of the radio presenters played.
Oh.
Coming Home.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I just remember now.
It brought back memories.
Thank you very much, Sammy. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Chris. You're most welcome anytime. Thank you so much for that. It's actually P. Diddy or Diddy, as he was renamed himself. And of course, Skylar Grey, another fantastic musician. Hi, good evening to you. Lost that one. I'm going to take a couple of calls and then we'll go to the European scene. Hi, good evening to you. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Fred, calling from Seoul.
All right, Fred, talk to me.
Yeah, I remember when this incident happened last year.
Yeah.
And I remember you also interviewed that journalist on your station.
Okay.
And I remember vividly the way that journalist described how he escaped, the way he ran.
Yes,
I think he even said he ran faster than Bolt to escape that incident.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, how can the league management forgive somebody who made a statement like that? We don't value life in this part of the world. If we do, the kind of punishment that guy should have gotten should be heavier than just an ordinary ban for 1 year.
Mm.
And they didn't allow him to start the term of the ban. It shows the kind of value we attach to life in this part of the world.
All right.
I'm seriously disappointed because I listen to you regularly. In fact, this is my first time of calling you. I don't actually call.
Oh, great to,
this
great to hear from you.
Story, I followed it and I remembered. Even I think it was with one other lady.
Yeah, there were two journalists. Yeah, yes, there were. You do remember the story quite well.
And somebody is pardoning him when he has not served his time.
All right.
Well, he's a fortunate guy, but I think they didn't do the right thing.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. I appreciate you. I'll take two more calls and then we'll talk about Bruno Fernandes at Manchester United. Hi, good evening to you.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Femi from Surulere.
All right, Femi, talk to me. Do you agree with the IMC's decision?
Absolutely, I don't agree.
Okay.
It's funny. Somebody said this person has a family to feed and all that.
Yeah.
The person who's in question, who would have been lynched,
also has a family.
Also
right?
has a family
yeah.
and has people to feed. If you've taken his life, who would feed his family? Sometimes I look at how we reason and the level of justice in Nigeria. We seem to want to allow jungle justice and tend to accept it partially, although we don't come publicly to say it. Because they would have killed... I watched the video. I saw it online. It went viral.
Yes, it did.
And if not for the saving grace of that police officer who had a bullet in his gun and shot in the air that dispersed everybody, it would have been a different case today. Now, look at... Several months down the line, we are pardoning. This person did not serve any punishment to me because he would have just been in his house. Was he arrested? Was he given any punishment per se? Indirectly, the club management could have just still kept him on their payment roster and he gets paid usually and all that and does his work underground.
All right.
Nothing to show that anything happened. So if someone is telling me that we should pardon. What should we talk of the nature of justice in Nigeria? We keep hammering on that every day, and we seem to have been supporting the wrong thing.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Femi, for calling in. I appreciate you. I was going to ask, Brownish and, of course, Odova, in the Premier League mostly, and obviously in other leagues as well, you would find out that aside the financial punishment, or pay $5,000, $10,000, there's also some sort of community service. You see them, managers, players being assigned to community service just to, you know, get to certify in a little kind of way that there's a huge remorse for the act that was committed. Maybe you think that after, if you're going to lift the ban, then there should be another little punishment that can serve as a measure, a gauge for sincerity. I don't know if that's the word to call it. Maybe maybe have him do some sort of work around community development. If that had been done and the ban lifted early, do you think that would have, you know, equally measured up to make it acceptable?
I mean, the ban should have included community service.
To begin with, right?
To begin with, yes. Because, like I said, we don't know, or we did not know the details of the ban.
Yeah, that's all it said.
Yes. Did it include, you have to do your community service, or your wages or your salary is being deducted? We didn't have all of these details. So, based off what we know, what has been said, it doesn't
clearly
look
not good.
It
enough.
Doesn't look good.
All right, one final call, and then we'll talk about Manchester United. Hi, good evening to you. Turn off your
Hello,
radio
good
set.
Evening.
Could you turn off your radio set and move away from it? Good evening.
I've turned it off. Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name?
Femi is the name.
All right. Back to back, Femi. Good to hear.
Yeah, I just want to say that the guy committed the offense, and he's been punished. You don't kill someone because of you want to punish. I remember my very self when I did something when I was very young, over 45 years ago. I was in school. I gambled with my money, with my school fees.
Oh.
My father said, that is the end.
Okay.
And after some time, I realized myself innately that, what have I done? People started begging my dad, all those things, and by his grace, he forgave me. And here I am today.
Okay.
Due to this country, I've served this country for over 35 years. If he had not pardoned me, would I have that chance?
True that.
Come on.
All right.
Yes, he had done the thing. Yes, he threatened. He threatened, which is very, very wrong. But he has served the punishment. Because he did not spend 12 months for this punishment, does not mean he's assault. And if he himself said, knew that, what I've done is very wrong, I apologize. This kind of thing will never happen again.
Okay.
And he has served about 8 to 9 months of his punishment. Then why are we crying no hope? If it happens in other country, you don't value life in other country. You don't value life in other country.
You think people calling for
you going all over the places?
Hold on a second.
They value life.
Hold on a second.
Let us value our own. Let us be positive about.
I need you
our
to
country.
Hold on. I need you to hold on a second and answer me one question. You think?
Okay.
You think those calling for the punishment to have stood is treating the situation with levity?
No. That punishment. If it was not punished at all, fine. Then we can say, why was he not punished? But he has been punished. He has realized his mistake. For God's sake, let us have a large heart.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Must we always say this, we must do this, we must do this, we must do this?
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you indeed. But all right, that's different perspectives to the conversation. All right, we've got another break to go into, but perfect time to introduce the next conversation, and it has to do with Manchester United. And it's about Bruno Fernandes. We hear should not, according to Chris Sutton, a former striker in the Premier League, he says that Bruno Fernandes should not again captain Manchester United following Sunday's humiliating 7-0 defeat at the hands of Liverpool. Now, the Portuguese, we know, deputises as captain in the absence of Harry Maguire, who's pretty much on the bench these days for United. And he was criticised for his behaviour and attitude in that game. Sutton says there are people that are far better qualified to be captain than Bruno. Fernandes is not their best leader. There are more suitable candidates than him, Casemiro being one, he says. Fernandez, we know he's 28. He scored 57 goals and made 50 assists in 166 games for Manchester United in all competitions. But his body language at Anfield on Sunday was called disgraceful by many, especially former United captain Roy Keane, while another former skipper, Gary Neville, said he was an embarrassment at times during that game. I think these are strong words. These are people reacting, people who love Manchester United reacting to that 7-0 defeat. But is there, Odovai, any credence that can be laid further as to the man himself, Bruno Fernandes, not having leadership qualities to handle Manchester United?
There's some point in it, very little, but I think it's an overreaction. Bruno has... Yes, he does these things a lot. But when United win, nobody says a word.
No, nobody remembers as, that he's the assistant captain.
As captain, Maguire is captain, but when Maguire doesn't play his captain, he has a 63% win rate. 63-64, which is impressive. And he scores goals, makes assists, does the needful. And even this, his whinings and all of that can be United's favor. I mean, he whined his way into Man City getting that goal against Manchester City. He has whined his way into getting some favorable calls for United. You're looking at it.
Go on.
So when he favors United, nobody says anything. His performance on the day was shameful.
All right. Talking about what's not shameful, Izeta, let's take that break. We'll be right back. All right, so you remember how things did pan out on Sunday out there at Anfield. It finished the Anfield Giants, Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0 in a game that no one will ever forget. Be you a red devil or a red indeed. And why would you want to forget that game? Why would you want to forget that game? I mean...
How
many times did I just want to ask you a riddle?
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay,
it's a riddle. How many times did the devil drink from the cup?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just think about it.
My boss asked me the first thing he said this morning. He said, "Oduvai, what's today's date?" you people.
And you thought about it.
You people are playing
for
me
a second.
You people are playing me.
And you weren't thinking
Dayo said, how many days are in a week? No wahala.
Now, Gabriel, make me laugh fast.
Gabriel answered. Gabriel answered.
Gabriel, cool.
He said he answered.
Yeah. You know, I just went like, Gabriel, hey, come on. How many days are there a week? Gabriel answered. Now 7 now. Then now realize. Oh my good times. I mean, these are what football really is made of. When your team wins, you certainly are enjoying it and you're loving life. But when your team goes down, I mean, when it was Arsenal has suffered. I think every team has suffered it. Arsenal have 8-2. 8-2 be a gunner. Barcelona have 7-0, 6-0. Bayern Munich have. City are probably the only team that haven't really suffered a heavy bashing in the last 10 years.
The thing is, they don't really have a fan base who would troll.
Yeah, certainly not that. But before the break, Odova, you were talking about Bruno Fernandes and his leadership qualities. And I'm asking, which would you rather, if you're a manager, a captain who's very vocal, would you pick a captain based on what he can do as a footballer? Maybe we talk about his leadership qualities. I think sometimes he's overstated. Would you pick a captain based on his ability to perform on the field, lead a team with the way he plays, or just someone who's very vocal? We talk about this, oh, he can stand up to the referees, he can win decisions and all that. If you were a manager, which would you rather?
No, I'll go with a blend. Don't actually go. And one important thing is availability. As much as Bruno has been right, not unjustfully, I mean, criticisms are, some of them are valid, but then I think it's over the top. But he has only missed one game for United since he moved, and that was due to
56 goals in all competitions. When did Bruno come to United?
2019?
Like,
no, early 2020 or 2019.
That's like 4 years, a little under 4 years. Yes. And he scored 50, I mean, that's over 100 goal involvement.
Yeah, over 100 goal involvement in just over 100 appearances.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And
see why like I prefer him to Kevin De Bruyne.
Like I said, he has only missed one game due to illness. This period where United had been playing back to back, he has been playing. And he's also vocal. I mean, unnecessarily vocal, But when he, like I said, when he favors the team, you like it. The likes of Roy Keane complaining now was a... I was going to call him a total. I was going to say something. But he was
that's
also...
true. During his own playing days, Roy Keane was an embarrassment.
He was.
Sometimes.
Kicks out, lashes out. You understand? And these things, they will call it passion and desire. But then when it goes wrong, you're getting calls. Oh, he's this, he's that. Against United, Liverpool United at Anfield last season, a youngster, Hannibal Medjugorje, came, I think was, yes. And in like 5 minutes, he collected a yellow card. Should have gotten a red for a second similar tackle. Neville was praising him for bringing much-needed fights. But then another player does that and you're saying, oh, he's being this, he's being that. So different strokes for different folks most times. But for a captain, you have to have the perfect blend. You have to be able to control the team with your actions. And you also have to, you know, do the right thing and be available. If you can't be a captain and you are on the bench most of the time, nobody takes you seriously. So for in Bruno's case, like I was saying before the break, it's the criticisms, yes, he has to help do some things to be a better individual himself. But the criticism is over the top. He should not be captain because of his bad performance on Sunday. I do not agree. Players are allowed, even though they're allowed, you know, you're allowed to lose your head every now and then. It's not right. But if you lose your head, you have to bounce back. I mean, wait for him to come back. You don't just make a decision off one game. I still call it a free game. Considering six goals in 45 minutes. Considering six goals in 45 minutes is unreal.
It's freaky.
It's unreal. It's unreal. Even Chelsea, even Arsenal that consider it, I think at halftime it was 3-1. I mean, that's five goals. As Chelsea that considered
you don't
six.
Think, I was asking you, as you don't think United shipping six in 45 minutes says a lot about how they are, their weaknesses as a team?
Oh,
not
no.
Just a one-off.
No. Like I told you, it was when he rains, he pours. Yes. And, you know,
it was pouring at Anfield.
He poured. And like we said, the Anfield, Liverpool, when they smell blood, that's the
they
end.
They drink blood when they smell
like,
blood.
If the game had gone you for an extra 10 minutes, they were going to score 10. And that's the thing. You don't lose. You don't make mistakes that early and give up. It was a total. That's the thing. You don't even single at one player. It was so bad. Casemiro that is called the leader. Where was he all game? He's considered six and ran off on the 77 minutes. Varane was in that team and considered how many goals. So the picking of players, yes, it's not necessary. The whole team was shambolic. But now there has to be a scapegoat.
So come next season, would you be happy if Eric Ten Hag named...
Ten Hag. It's enough of the jokes. Enough of the jokes! Okay, I'm listening now. I'm fine.
You made me lose my line of thought.
If he appointed him as captain...
Would you be happy if he came as his full-time captain, Bruno Fernandes? Whether or not Harry stays.
To be fair, no, Maguire is not my captain. Well, to be fair, I'm a lot indifferent with Bruno Fernandes. Mm. If he's captain, fine. If he's not, fine. I've been indifferent with him for a very long time. So I'm not a Bruno fanboy. No, he does a lot of things that piss me off.
Y'all don't know what you have in
but
United.
He does. Who's your captain?
As a player, I'm just saying, imagine him being in the current Chelsea setup, Bruno Fernandes.
He would flop.
Say what?
He would flop.
Bruno?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Bruno and Enzo?
Yes.
In the midfield?
Yes.
Okay.
He would be more interested in getting penalties than actually creating goals.
Are we even scoring the goals that anyway at the moment?
Yes,
we would take anything we get.
No, that's the problem. That's why Chelsea are where they are. They were taking anything they got and they spent over 600 million in January and look where they are. Still celebrating one win
one question we're asking.
Let's look at one question. Personally, I don't think Bruno Fernandes is him. I don't think he is who he thinks he is. I think.
Do you see him as a leader?
No, I do not. I don't even see him as a good follower. I think Bruno Fernandes is a passable player. He ticks when Manchester United tick, and when they don't, I think he's just Paul Pogba Pro Max, but white and from Portugal.
That's far from it.
Pogba
wasn't even playing games for United.
And Pogba has more talent.
There's no reliable player. See if you're calling.
Wait, first.
Number one.
Let me say
something. When Ten Hag was appointed United manager, everybody said Bruno was going to be on the bench. Eriksen was going to be number 10.
Yeah.
Everybody said that. If you can't call three players in United
and not call Bruno.
Not because he He's literally the heart. He plays every. I told you, United have played games Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday.
And he goes off.
He has played all of those games. All of those games. He has played all of those games.
Personally.
I'm not his biggest fan, but you have to give
credit. You
appreciate
his abilities.
Yes. Not everybody does that. People tire out. Martinez played the league. You go see Martinez on Sunday.
A captain. Now, wait.
We're going too far here. Because a player has longevity doesn't mean that he's a good player.
Consistency.
And he doesn't wait. Relax.
At a good level.
How many? Let's look at the statistics. How many since Eric Ten Hag came into the side? How many goals has Bruno Fernandes scored that were not penalty goals? Number one. And
how many penalties have United had all season? You've only had two.
He has only one
penalty goal. One.
Okay. So how many does he have that are not penalty goals?
I think he has six, and he has about 8 or so assists in all competitions. Very close to double figures, goals and assists this season.
In all competitions.
Yes.
Very, very close. First off, how many does he have in the Premier League itself? Now, let's look at captains from all over the world. Let's look at Chelsea. They're embattled, right? Who's their captain traditionally? Thiago Silva. When Chelsea are losing...
Aspi isn't getting as much game time, right?
So Thiago Silva. When they're not playing really well, what does Thiago Silva do? Does he fall on the ground every time he gets kicked and start whining? Wait, I'm not done.
I'm listening.
Thiago Silva, he rallies his team. He's pushing players, rubbing their heads. He's clapping. He's moving them. He's getting the fans involved, right? That's what the captain does. And Thiago Silva, provided outside, he can possibly play 38 games for Chelsea in the Premier League if he doesn't get a heavy knock that lays him out.
For 6 weeks.
Right? Yeah, I'm just saying if he doesn't get a heavy knock, everybody gets injuries, right? But if he's available,
illness in 4 years.
To be honest, Bruno Fernandes is not who he is. If Bruno Fernandes was getting tackled the way Jack Grealish does get tackled, he would get injuries.
For a man that creates chances, he doesn't get tackled.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe he speaks a lot.
Here's the thing.
You can't tell me a player plays for 4 years and doesn't have instances where he's put.
I'm not saying he doesn't get put on serious tackles, but there are players. Kevin De Bruyne gets tackled. Have you seen De Bruyne play? He gets tackled. He goes on the ground. Sometimes he doesn't even fall. Phil Foden gets tackled.
You know why they get tackled?
Wait.
They are ball hoggers. Imagine not being a ball hogger, but you are being effective.
You're not yet letting
me finish. No,
you're
finished.
Not letting me finish. Right? These players get tackled. Okay, so who's not a ball hogger? Pedri Gonzalez. What? He's 20 years old or 21 now. He gets tackled. He's not a ball hogger. Traditionally,
Pedri doesn't like the ball.
He doesn't like hogging
Pedri
the ball.
Pedri doesn't like
no,
the
he
ball.
Doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't traditionally hog the ball. Mm. It's more of, let's look at Sergio Busquets. Sergio Busquets doesn't like the ball. Are you going to lie? He doesn't like the ball. He's just...
No, where are you going to ask
that. Let's...
The amount of tackles these players get, and these players are actually functional to their team, right? They create, and their numbers show that they are creating, right? As opposed to Bruno Fernandes. Now, here's the thing.
His numbers don't show.
How many times has Bruno Fernandes changed a game for Manchester United this season?
No.
When United started ticking, who was scoring the goals?
United, Man City. Who got the goal that got United back in the
game? If he wasn't scoring, you certainly can't say he wasn't involved in the play.
Now, here's an entire team is involved in the play. Multiple times.
A man gets
and now United lost 7-0. Who gets the brunt of
Bruno
the play?
Bruno Fernandes.
And the entire team is involved in the play. But when United lost 7-0,
Bruno is not getting the flack for United losing. Wait. He's not getting the flack for United losing. He's getting the flack for his attitude while United were losing because he's the captain. If, for example...
Was he the only one with a lack of attitude on his own? His own is because he was the captain.
Yes, exactly. Now here's the thing, right? The thing was, let's look at Messi. For all the times that Barcelona were getting dumped out of the Champions League back to back to back, what was the picture that was circulating around social media? It was a picture of Messi with his head bowed, right? When they went to the World Cup, his attitude kept being lauded. He kept talking to his players, even in the 2018 World Cup. When the rumors started coming out of the Argentine camp that Lionel Messi would actually actively start talking to the players, he would start getting involved with them and encouraging them and all of that and all of that. Eventually in 2022, they went on and he won the World Cup. All but right. His attitude as a captain was, in fact, when Messi was insulting players in the Netherlands type, people were coming for him. They were saying, oh, so Lionel Messi has this part of him. But every other person was insulting players. But because he's the captain, he gets more scrutiny.
All right.
Right,
so
scrutiny.
He clearly is.
I don't think he's... I think there are players with more. I feel like Marcus Rashford would make a better captain because first off, he's a United boy. He's a Manchester boy, right?
Okay.
And
he will actually change a game for you, Rashford,
more consistently.
You're telling me
than
Rashford
Bruno Fernandes
is going
will.
To be United captain last season. Rashford had 5 goals. He was terrible. You know this thing you're saying
or
about
David
Bruno Fernandes losing his head.
Or
he
David
had
De Gea.
5 goals all season. Very shambolic season. Bruno still found a way to contribute to United in some way. This season he has 18 big chances created. Mm. He has created the most for United, second most in the league. Played a ton of games. I'm not a Bruno fanboy. For me to even be he might not be that guy, but he does his part for the team. These leaders we talk about, the Casemiros, they were in that team that lost 7-0. They were there.
And they don't get criticized.
Because
right,
because
they've been there, they've done that.
Been there, done that, and all of that. All right, so what do you make of the conversation, guys? 0700-993-993-993. Bruno Fernandes is being described by Premier League, former Manchester United players, and of course, former Premier League players, as not a man that can or should be seen as a leader, a captain, especially for a club the size of Manchester United. Do you beg to differ with this stand by former players and, of course, journalists as regards Bruno Fernandes? While we talk about Bruno Fernandes and his presumed lack of goals or not, let's talk about a man whose scoring goals are plenty.
What are you talking about, Bruno Fernandes being the second highest chances created?
He's not even in the top five. He has 18. I'm sure
Kevin De Bruyne number
24.
One. 24. Wait, Kevin 24.
Yes.
Number 2, Kieran Trippier,
18.
Newcastle.
Bruno Fernandes is third. 18. Uh-huh. He's not third.
Yes, but why are you saying he's top two?
All right, while you argue that,
second joint, 18.
Why you argue that? Let's talk about a man who starts.
You are not. Are you kidding me?
Let's talk about a man who starts don't lie, and that's this man.
He's actually 17.
Hi guys, I'm Victor Simon. Keep listening to Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info.
Peace.
Hi guys, I am Victor Simon. Keep listening to Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info. Peace.
And certainly that's where you are right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Victor Osimhen says he's working hard to one day play in the Premier League. That's his biggest dream. And he's currently doing big things for Napoli at the moment, but still wanting, I mean, he's just pretty much courted Premier League teams ahead of next season. If you know Aurelio De Laurentiis, the president of Napoli, you think Victor has just made a big mistake. Because when these teams come in the summer, there's going to be a few extra 20 to 25 million pounds on top of the money he was supposed to go for before he made that statement. But I don't know, making these sort of admissions publicly as to wanting a Premier League side, I don't know. Do you feel indifferent about it? Should he have said that? And I think if he was going to make a decision, we've talked about him staying or leaving Serie A, but I think if it came down to him moving to a league or staying in a league that will give him personal accolades, put him in the conversations for World Player of the Year, European Striker of the Year, Golden Boot, Ballon d'Ors, and all of that, is the Premier League the place to be to get that?
Not
I mean,
the
traditionally,
I, not the Serie A. I won't say the Premier League is the place to be, but I'll say it's not the Serie A.
Not Serie A.
Yes, we've not had the Premier League Ballon d'Or winner since
Ronaldo. And we've had Serie A Ballon d'Or winners.
No.
We've not?
Since Ronaldo. I think, no, we've not had since Ronaldo.
Maybe not Ballon d'Ors. I mean, Shevchenko, in Europe, possibly winning.
The biggest leagues in the world, you don't look past the Premier League, the Serie A, and the La Liga. Yes, then maybe the Serie A because, you know. But I get what he's saying. What you're saying is, was he right to come out and say once spring
yeah,
Premier
I mean,
League?
Come on.
I don't know what made him go there. I don't know what made him go there because I thought he was just going to say, okay, I'm, you know, focused on Napoli.
Yeah,
at the
and all of that. That's
but it's good. I mean, you have to ride the wave. You have to ride the wave. He's on good form, so he needs to drop this teaser.
Who has ever successfully reading the wave of Aurelio De Laurentiis?
I mean, you try to ride. Bali came out to say that he would love to play in England.
Look at when he was sold.
He tried riding the wave, and he didn't ride it as much as he could.
Exactly my point. You don't say that and expect. I mean, if you really want to play,
but
he
added that he is grounded at Napoli at the moment. He has an why? No, he has to. I mean, he has always had that ambition.
When you look at that,
statement,
when he said the way he said it,
yes,
and what he meant, it means I'm here now.
It's like a stepping stone.
Yeah, I just want to use you to go to where I'm going to. Last, I go come out. I go leave you. And you're Aurelio De Laurentiis. I like a player with ambition, but then again, I pay you top dollar. I mean, it paid what? in excess
of paying him dub dollar to do what? Score
50
goals.
£50 million to bring him from France.
Sam, I'm not okay. Look at wait. Let me give you another.
Is he not scoring goals?
Kvaratskhelia, his agent came out to say that he's a Madrid fan. His agent is a Barcelona fan, and his father.
But that's his agent.
If your agent is literally is your mouthpiece.
Players come out and say my agent.
They do, but before your agent goes out to talk.
Yeah, obviously.
And he didn't come out to deny that he's not a Madrid fan.
So why didn't Victor? I mean, I get this was at an award that was performed and he had to speak, but I'd rather an agent, his agent, says this and Victor doesn't speak on this. I mean, we know you, even Aurelio knows you want to go to the Premier League. But when you make that, I'm thinking 5-6 years down the line, or pretty less. Aurelio says, oh, I want to sell you for £200 million, nothing less. Enzo Fernandez, I mean, 101 or £106 million they said, and they got £106 million. How many Todd Bowleys do you think we have in the world?
If he doesn't get that Premier League move, nothing nothing will happen to him now.
Okay.
No, he's just saying
so that's a player
he's just saying
with big potential
dream.
And never leave this dream.
Sam, you're reaching. Okay. You're reaching. I mean, he will not tell you that his dream was to come and play for Napoli. He's being real.
But then you're there.
And he wants to do as he's the highest goal scorer in the Serie A. On hand, he's on the way to winning the Scudetto that they haven't won in ages.
Okay. Thank God we have offered up. When it happens, I will collect it and I will play on the show.
Wait, I don't know what Brownish thinks about it.
Brownish, jump in and comment because I think... You appear like you're indifferent, but is there any reason, or do you think Victor should have publicly said, I want to play in the Premier League, my dream is to play there, knowing the club you are and the president of that club?
Well, there are a couple of things that are involved. First things first, you know, Napoli is a very proud club. Italy in general is very
proud. They're proud of their own.
You know, and for them, Italy is the height. You know, he's playing for Napoli. He's currently at the top, on course to win the Scudetto. So they're thinking to themselves, oh, yeah, I mean, you're already attaining the heights in Italy. I mean, so you should be happy. He didn't say he's not happy. What he said was his dream as a kid was to play in the Premier League.
In his words, I am working hard to one day fulfill my dream of playing in the Premier League.
Yeah. So
you know what I mean? They use work hard.
No. But here's the thing. It's a focus thing. Is he working hard? Yes. What are they paying him for? Score goals that win them games.
Mm.
What is he doing? He's scoring goals that is winning them games.
Mm.
In fact, I don't think there's been a more lethal striker in the entirety of Europe than Victor Osimhen this year.
Goal per game.
This season.
11 goals.
Per game ratio. Games, yeah. You know? So, in my opinion, I feel like Victor Osimhen, he has a right to state that. And here's the thing. It's a marketing pitch. It's an elevator pitch, right? Premier League clubs, don't say no to me. I might be always open, speak to my manager. But I'm doing very well here at Napoli, right? So it's basically a two-way thing. It's like you're reinstating your worth to Napoli, who are your employers right now, saying that I'm doing the work, so other people are probably looking at me right now, and I'm not closed down to going to this place. Right? And then he's also telling those Premier League clubs that if you guys don't come, I want to play there, but if you guys don't come, I'm also still doing well here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So the point is, where it comes to a crossroad is eventually when he wants to renegotiate his contract. If he still keeps this run of form up until when the time comes for him to renegotiate his contract, then the question now comes, those Premier League clubs are sniffing around him. Are they still going to be sniffing around him then? Will Napoli still want to keep him then? And if you're going to sell him, how much will he go for?
£1 billion.
Yeah. Right.
When they go, he sets that clause for in contract. I mean, should we encourage? Oh, score! I mean, we love to see him score goals, don't we? But then again, my growls with Victor is when you make these public statements. How many times have you ever heard Ronaldo in his heydays, Messi in their heydays?
Messi was at his stress club.
Messi was at his dream club. We all can't compare.
Ronaldo fought tooth and nail to leave United to go to Madrid.
But they never did.
Ronaldo went on strike.
0700-993-993-993-0146571-90. Let's talk. The Champions League is back. The team news are out. I will reel that out for you. Potter. All right. Cucurella starts. That's what I have to say. And back three that includes a back three without Thiago Silva and Benoit Badiashile. So which sides do you think are going to go through in the Champions League tonight? I'll take one call. And then we are off on a break. Good evening to you. All right, that's not the one call I wanted. Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Samuel.
Friday, you've got 20 seconds.
Yeah, this Friday for me, Billy.
All right, talk to me Friday, quickly.
Samuel, I want to ask, There was a season that Manchester City, they defeated Man United at 3-0 or 8-2.
Yes.
Can you still remember, Samuel?
Yeah, I do.
Who was the captain of Man United then?
In Man United,
I think it was Ferdinand.
Somebody captain Man United now.
Yes,
Ferdinand,
he did.
6-1, I think. It was
Ferdinand. Did all this English international came out that time that Ferdinand should not captain Man United ago? Last season, somewhere, Liverpool destroyed Man United at Old Trafford, 5-0. Somebody captain Man United, an Englishman. Somewhere.
Yeah.
They did not talk. Me, I prefer to lose 10-0 away than to be disgraced 3-0 in my home. See, all these English teams international, it's only thought they know how to talk.
Mm.
Look at the two teams that are topping the table in England today. They are Spanish, ex-Spanish players. Are they not Samuel?
They are.
Because that he's topping La Liga ahead of Madrid.
He's Spanish.
This person when you talk now, they are teammates before now.
All right.
Abi Zavi. The eye is to talk, or there, because this guy is not from England. If he's an English player, they will not be saying all this.
All right, Friday, I get you.
See, all these English players, that is why they don't even do anything in coaching. Let them come and coach now. They cannot coach Eiba to win our league.
Okay, Friday, thank you.
Thank you very much, Samuel.
I appreciate you indeed. Guys, we'll go on a break. When we come back, it will be all things Champions League football right here on the broadcast, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is Game On in a bit. It will be Football Frenzy with Femi and the gang. And, of course, you can be part of the conversation. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back.
It's a massive game. It's a chance to go into the last eight of the Champions League. So that in itself is a huge motivation for us. We had a tough game over there, but we felt like we had some positive moments as well. So we need to use that. We need to use the crowd. We need to create an atmosphere at Stamford Bridge, which I'm sure we can do together as a team, together as a club. And we need to fight to go through to the next round. Well, there are positives in terms of the performance over in Dortmund. We're still really in the game. We're 1-0 down, but we have a lot of fight left. We need to start again, and we need to compete, and we need to fight for the victory. You know, to get into the last eight of the Champions League, it's not going to happen easily. But we have to use the supporters, we have to use the crowd, we have to use our quality to make sure we give ourselves every opportunity. The Champions League nights at Stamford Bridge have been amazing for us. Great atmosphere, great support of the team. I think everyone understands the nature of the competition and how important those home games are. So we need to give it our best.
The Champions League is Europe's elite competition. The stakes are high right from the start.
It's a very long journey, thousands of miles to travel, and of course the highest quality opponents to overcome.
There's a huge sense of anticipation. It starts with hope. We respect the traditions, history, rivalries, and passion. We feel the ecstasy, anguish, joy, and pain.
Chelsea have peeled, the ball has got over the line, and the goal.
It's a stage where battles are fought, won, and lost. Where friendships form and old flames ignite. It produces upset, but it's hard to predict. Stars are born while villains emerge, and there are winners and losers of all the drama. This is UEFA Champions League.
This is the
Join Femi and the gang every match day live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. UEFA Champions League.
Guys, right into the thick of things. A few more minutes and then we'll be out of the studio. Football Frenzy will take over from Game On. It is Champions League night and it is a day of reckoning for four teams in the competition. Borussia Dortmund will be hoping to see through their 1-0 first leg advantage from the Signal Iduna Park in the third biggest city in Germany, in Dortmund. at Stamford Bridge tonight against Chelsea, who themselves want to overturn that scoreline and go to the next round of the competition. While somewhere in Portugal, the Estadio da Luz, it is Benfica who hold a 2-0 lead from the first leg against Club Brugge. And they will be hoping to see that one through as well. You heard the voice of the Chelsea manager currently on the fire, Graham Potter, speaking about that game, which is almost said to be on our screens right now, almost said to kick off. And guys, Odovai and of course Brownish, the lineup are out for the two teams. Chelsea make changes. João Felix starts. Mikhailo Mudrik is on the bench for the third game running. And of course, Kai Havertz keeps his place. And Raheem Sterling back on the side for Chelsea in the Champions League. Enzo Fernandez, British record signing, makes his first Premier League Champions League start, makes his debut in the Champions League, debut at Stamford Bridge in the Champions League. Guys, let's quickly call this one as we go, or as we get to the phone lines. First off, which two sides will go through? I mean, one is probably decided in Benfica, but Dortmund or Chelsea, who joins them? Let me start off with you, Odovai.
Why are you laughing?
Chelsea
to go through. Yes. And that's your head and your heart in unison, right?
Yes, but I will. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've told you, I pity you people.
It's a pity.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Brownish, do you pity Chelsea as well?
Oh, no. I don't. I think Borussia Dortmund are definitely going through. I don't
0,
think
0700
turn off his mic.
You don't even give me a finish.
All right, finish.
Yeah, I don't think Chelsea have the organization to actually go through in this game. They need a bit more than just vibes and, for lack of a better word, inshallah, to get beyond this Borussia Dortmund side, who, by the way, are dragging with Bayern Munich for the top of the Bundesliga table. I think Borussia Dortmund have the better form and possibly the better organization. Graham Potter is still doing hocus pocus, magic hocus with Chelsea, and I don't think they know what they're doing yet.
Okay, Brownish, take a listen. That certainly might just be what's being sung come 90 minutes, I hope, at Stamford Bridge. 0700 993 993 993. I'm only getting the Chelsea fans pumped. 01465 7193.
Let's
talk.
Better feeling than being pumped and brought down to earth, you know.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Hello, good evening to you. All right, lost that one. That must be a Barcelona Manchester United fan. Good evening to you.
Hello. Good evening, fam.
Good evening. What's your name?
Hello.
I can hear you. What's your name?
Steve Van Efferde.
All right, talk to me very quickly. Chelsea or Dortmund? How do you see this one going?
Graham Potter, now two with Graham Potter. Upon how shambolic Havertz played between Chelsea lead. He go start this man.
You know, get another one.
For Chelsea.
All right. Okay, thank you. If Graham Potter now 2, Eric Ten Hag now 7. Hi, good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Frank from Ogun State.
Talk to me, Frank. Dortmund or Chelsea?
No, Dortmund. That's strange.
Bye-bye.
Labo, lobby,
you,
Frank.
You.
7-0, people. All right, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. We've got a caller on Skype. Let's quickly take that. Ayodele from Ayodele. Talk to me. Good evening. Hello? Hi, Adele. Can you read me? All right, your network.
Maybe not.
Your network is reconnecting. Hi, good evening to you.
Leave yourself.
Hi, good evening. What's your name? Turn off your radio set. Turn off your radio set.
Dortmund.
What's your name?
Jabbar.
Wait a second. I thought your name was Dortmund.
All right, and he goes with Dortmund. All right, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sam Wong.
Sam, Dortmund or Chelsea?
Chelsea, by 3-1.
I love you, man. That's why you're Sam. Sam's good people. All right, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Hi, good evening to you.
Good evening, Sam Samway.
Hi, good evening. Nendo!
Hello, my name is Nendo.
Nendo!
I'm for life. Blue is the color. Danish.
Nendo.
So you are not happy, Adi?
That what
happened? Because the Barcelona, they do small, small, Adi.
I couldn't care less.
No, we are winning the Champions League now. No, we only today.
Nemdo, calm down. Move first, do Dortmund first.
No, this one, you know, we don't get a coach now, but now player will play.
All right. So you're going with Chelsea, right?
For that, 4-1.
All right. I wish you all the best in Chelsea as well. Thank you so much. I hope that comes to pass. Hi, good evening to you.
Because Dortmund no come play game.
Hello?
Hi,
Rita. Rita, say up Chelsea. Say up Chelsea. Rita, come on, Rita, nah, come on. Nah.
See, if they work for Ramo, give it to them. But if they don't work for Ramo, Potter, I beg, may continue to cook everything when they cook inside pot, they come.
All right, Rita, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you as always. Indeed, I'll take three more. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sir?
Yeah, now for you.
Now, wow.
Let me tell you the truth then.
Yeah.
This night.
Wait. Tell me the truth I want to hear. If you don't want to tell me the truth I want to hear, don't tell me.
Okay, let me tell you now. I said this night, Chelsea will lose by 2-0. This guy will score, Jude Bellingham will score one, and this other guy, what's his name? Marco Rus score another one. So my name is calling from Lucky. Etim Godwin for the record.
Okay, Etim Godwin, I will remind you at full time, okay? Hi, good evening to you. I've got a caller on Skype. Hi, Ayodele, can you read me now? Hello? Are you there? All right. Not again. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, guys.
Good evening, what's your name?
God bless you, Samuel. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name?
Bishop, calling from Odogwu.
Bishop, Dortmund or Chelsea?
Yes, sir. Chelsea, no.
Chelsea, no. Right?
You know, the reason why, Obadu, I know. You know, I would like Chelsea to win anything, I know. Because all those who try for us, now 7-up that they collect. They don't want me
tell them.
Now 7-up now. No matter how the worst case is, this is, I've never collected 7 for anybody.
Eric 7 Hag. So,
yeah. That's the way they win FA Cup. They see 10 Hag. I don't hear the sing yesterday. They didn't sing the song.
We'll sing again.
All right, thank you for calling. I appreciate you indeed. Semi-final caller, good evening to you. Did I say semi-final before?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening. I think Chelsea got it tonight, yeah? My fellow London rivals, but I'm giving it to them tonight.
Okay, then. All right, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Final caller, Dortmund or Chelsea. What's your name? Hello? All right, not there. Let's take this one. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, sir.
Hi, good evening, sir. What's your name?
Joshua, sir. Joshua from KJGRA.
Joshua, talk to me. Who are you going with, Dortmund or Chelsea?
Chelsea 2-1, sir.
Chelsea to win, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling.
Remember, just telling Sam what he wants to hear.
I feel like saying, why me?
Really, why me?
All right. I can't. We got to go, guys. We got to go. But let me see if I can take this one on Skype because so many people have been calling on Skype. Hi, good evening to you. You're my final caller before Chuma kicks me out. Hello?
Hello, Granny.
Hi,
hello,
good evening. Sam. Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening. This is Olanka Samson.
Samson, talk to me. Where are you Skyping from, by the way? Where are you Skyping from?
I'm rooting for Chelsea by 3-1.
Chelsea to win by 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1.
All right, thank
Brandish,
you.
Obaka.
Obaka, oh.
Yeah,
my brother. That's how you they do Obaka. You see the root for Chelsea. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, Samson, for calling. I appreciate you indeed. But guys, we gotta go. Chuma is here, your match day commentator. And I'm so excited because Chuma will do us well every time we score a goal.
Somebody that supports
Chuma
Rivers
is going
United.
To do us well. I will take this off-air dub and I will cut it and save it. Ha! Today, not today. Oh, no, but we gotta go.
May the odds be in your favor. I'm not bothered about this. So it's good doing this.
See what
and then the United, the Liverpool United game.
For
the opting time.
You're not bothered about the big game.
No, for the opting time, I'm seeing the Liverpool United game on the screen. And I'm happy I'm leaving this place. But it's been nice doing this with you.
Is it I'm happy I'm leaving this place?
Brownie.
He's lost his taste for football.
till we win our next game, I'm not saying anything football related.
Okay, then, Brownish, we gotta go.
Oh, yes. Go follow us on social media at Faji Official. Faji
Very
Official
important.
Is spelled
Very important.
FatGOFFICIAL. I hope I spelled official well. But you can follow me personally at AM Brownish. At least this I can spell well. That's AMBROWNISH. And that's my social media handle across board. You can follow me and we'll continue the conversation over there.
All right, guys. At Samuel Samwine on Twitter and Instagram. Let's talk while
we don't care.
Wine spelled with a Y. Chelsea Community.
We don't care.
Let's be mutuals. Let's talk about the game indeed. Chuma is here alongside Adeze and Michael. You are in for a hell of a ride tonight on the broadcast right here on Football
Frenzy. I love your ride. In it?
With Femi.
Hey, Chuma, when Bellingham scores, Chuma.
No,
Any attention.
I'll tell you, Mikhailo Mudryk is going to get his first goal tonight.
007,
do
you mean?
Me well. Do me well.
007, 0 assists, 0 goals, 7 games.
Guys, we got to go to Champions League is up next. Enjoy the broadcast.